This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Our planet is heating up due to something called the greenhouse effect. This is one of the reasons why Earth is seeing more extreme weather events, such as heat waves, forest fires, and floods each year. But what exactly is the greenhouse effect, and what can we do to reduce it? Let's first think about a greenhouse. You may have one in your garden. It's a glass structure that protects plants against low temperatures by trapping heat inside. But while this helps your plants grow, Earth is trapping heat in the same way, and it's causing global warming. When fossil fuels such as coal, oil, and gas are burnt for power, carbon dioxide is released as a waste product. It enters the atmosphere and acts like a blanket around the planet, which means heat radiation can't escape and the temperature increases. The impact of gases on the Earth's climate was first investigated in the 1820s. Eunice Foote, a scientist and women's rights activist, tested the effects of sunlight on different gases that she put into glass cylinders. Her results showed that carbon dioxide traps heat more than other gases. The idea of the greenhouse effect was born. So, what can we do to reduce the greenhouse effect? The UN recommends using more energy-efficient electrical appliances at home and switching to LED light bulbs. Also, by washing your clothes at 30 degrees instead of a higher temperature, around 40% less electricity is used over a year, according to the Energy Saving Trust. A change in diet is also something to consider. The charity A Well-Fed World claim that plant-based foods, as opposed to meat and dairy, needs less land and water to be produced, so switching saves energy and lowers emissions, which contribute to climate change. We only have one planet, so let's try and take care of it as much as we can.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.